Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Tom Borsick is in the house. Welcome, buddy. Glad to see you back again.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year.
We're only, what, a third of the way through the year, and you and I are still a little, I think we're a little behind.
It took, what, about 5 minutes to get to May almost.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
April, mid-April already. Taxes. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, the tax day is coming up. Monday. Jesus. I guess we should, I'll know. Yeah, I just met with my CPA yesterday, so I am not in the greatest of moods about that. But you know something? If you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio enough, you'll probably find some tax benefits, some ways of saving some money. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990, and of course we are celebrating today. I looked at today's celebration. I probably had to change them just a little bit because I've got issues, right? I mean, we all know that. But today, I don't know. Are you a good singer, Tom?
Let's say again.
Are you a good singer?
Oh,
National Barbershop Quartet Day today.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to sing. Nobody wants to hear me sing. Most people don't even want to hear me talk, but I do that anyway. National Submarine Day. I wonder if that goes. There was a song about a submarine, I think. I don't know if that's a barbershop quartet song.
Have you seen the Geico commercial with the barbershop quartet?
Yeah.
Funny.
Now, and this is another one that probably is in a Geico commercial. Today is, now, for those of you that are younger folk, you may not know this one. Today is National 8-Track Tape Day.
Oh, my God.
And that's going way back.
Mine was Boston. Yeah, Boston.
Boston, the Eagles, Journey.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Well, Journey, I don't think was on 8-Track. That was an album,
yeah.
Right? National Pet Day, I like that one.
Yeah.
Cheese Fondue, I don't know about that. And I looked at this one. I saw it was National Alcohol Day, and then I saw that it says National Alcohol Screening Day. So I don't know about that. We've got to find something a little bit better. Maybe we'll go to the 13th when it's Peach Cobbler Day. I don't. Well, let's get on with the broadcast today. Stock market, what's it doing? Yeah, it's going the wrong direction. Down 30.78. Oil down $1.04. Now, I'm not going to even get into gas prices because in Taxifornia, we are still paying way too much in gas. And for some unknown reason, I bought 2 gas guzzlers last year, so the state average, Taxifornia, $3.91.1. $3.91.1. And of course, we are the leaders of the United States. $3.91, highest price there is. I compare it to Hawaii every day just because they produce so much gasoline in Hawaii. They refine so much gasoline in Hawaii that I thought I'd have to at least note it. $3.54.8 in Hawaii. Again, I'll remind you, $3.91 in Taxifornia. $2.78 is the national average. And the cheapest gas in the land is still our favorite state. It's the football state, right? What is football state?
Is there a football state?
Got to be Alabama, right?
I guess so.
$2.47.6. I mean, I know my football song, but and I know it's one of your favorites also. But based on last year, neither one of us have anything to talk about when it comes to football,
true
basketball.
Yeah. Baseball.
Okay, you got baseball going for you. You know something, USC, we've got a crew team because that's been in the news for the wrong reason lately.
Right.
You just have to pay to get on that team. It's not a problem.
That's right.
Or say that you're going to be on the team either way.
Yeah.
Moving right along, let's look and see what the 10-year Treasury is doing. 2.497, it's up almost 3 basis points today, as I've shared with you. Very important when you're looking at mortgage rates and the 10-year Treasury. Mortgage rates kind of follow the 10-year Treasury. Supply and demand, I know that doesn't work in California. Everywhere else in the world, supply and demand does follow suit, but if you listen to our state legislatures. They don't understand supply and demand. Must not work here. Germany, you still don't get all your money back if you put your money into their 10-year bond. In Japan, you don't get all your money back there either. They keep a little bit of it, so you get a negative interest rate. Italy, you may or may not get your money back. We don't know, but they claim they're going to give you 2.37. Spain and the UK are both roughly at 1%. So supply and demand says, where are you going to put your money? Do you want to put it in Italy or Germany and Japan, negative interest? Do you want to put it in Spain or the UK, 1%, or in the U.S. at nearly 2.5%? Pretty simple thought process right there. That is why we are seeing mortgage prices still low. Now, I did note that this morning when Freddie Mac came out with their numbers, and I am a nerd, I admit to it. I was watching the markets when the Freddie Mac numbers came out today. Interest rates rose just ever so slightly. They're still at an unbelievable number, especially if you bought housing in the 80s. You're going to look at this and you're going to say, you know, I had a digit to the left of these numbers. So we're at 4.12 right now. We were at 4.08 last week, 4.06 the week before. So we're going up, but very, very slightly, not enough to even think about. So we're going to continue watching these numbers for you. It's very important to watch and see where they go. If you are contemplating buying a home, buying a new home, buying a first home, move up home, right size home, all of that is built in right there. Let's continue watching and what's going on. What's going on in the daily briefing? Now, you got to love some of the daily briefing items that come up. I found one of the stories this morning most fascinating. The commentary was that we elect people to go to Washington to do the people's business. When was the last time you saw somebody in Washington doing the people's business? They do the person's business in Washington. What they mean by the person's business is their own. All they care about is getting themselves reelected and these unbelievable games that they're playing. Nancy Pelosi, yes, now she's all for Mueller. Last week she hated Mueller because of the report that came out. She didn't like the idea that Eric Holder claimed, and this is his words, not mine, he was President Obama's wingman. But Mrs. Pelosi didn't mention that at all. I can't find that very fascinating. Never mentioned that in 8 years under President Obama. All we ever heard from her was a simple line. It was played over and over again. I think I've got it. There it is.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Right, exactly. That's what we heard over and over from Nancy Pelosi. Right, but now that Bill Barr comes into office, now he was elected or confirmed unanimously his first time as the attorney general, comes back to serve again, and now he's corrupt. How does that work? And what benefit is there for Barr to do anything out of the ordinary? He's got a great reputation. What benefit is there for him to do any of these things that they're claiming right now? Oh, maybe he's a patriot, and maybe he wants to see how he can help the country. That would be something that would be foreign to most of the liberals. I mean, Adam Schiff, chairman of the Lack of Intelligence Group, right? Eric Swalwell, he's had way too many visits out in the ocean, too many swells out there. Mad Max, she didn't even know that the Congress had nationalized student loans 10 years ago. I mean, these are the people that are out there supposedly doing the people's business. Can you figure any of this stuff out? But what do they say? Well, the president is corrupt. Show me some evidence. They don't have any. We want to see the president's tax returns. Now, Mad Max doesn't even know that the government took over student loans. Do you think she's going to be able to understand his tax returns? She won't even be able to figure them out. I'm not sure she can read. I don't know. I don't know the lady. I just hear the only thing she ever says is impeach 45. But she doesn't have any grounds for it. So try and figure that out. So you hear Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying that they're not going to send over the tax returns as requested by Congress. I applaud him for that. I was going to applaud him. It got a little quiet in the studio, right? But the issue is why should they be doing that? Why did we have the wiretapping? Why did that happen? So when Barr says they're spying, take a look and just look up the definition of spying. We don't need any form of an inquiry to know that spying took place during the Obama administration. We've already seen that. Now, was it illegal? We don't know that. Hopefully, we'll eventually get to the bottom line there. But that is just the way it is right now. Unbelievable. But you know something? I know that we had the Obama administration was the cleanest administration ever. Maybe it was because the attorney general was the wingman of the administration, self-proclaimed. But now we're looking at Greg Craig. Do you ever heard that name? Greg Craig formerly served as counsel to the Obama White House, expected to be charged with foreign lobbying violations. They were able to do that with General Flynn. Why can't they do that now with him? It's about time that we start seeing, you know, a little bit of a balance in some of these issues. Does that not make sense? I just find some of these things fascinating. Obviously, we saw the issue with Candace Owens, spoke about that a little bit yesterday, and Congressman Liu, another California liberal, who had trouble listening to 2 hours worth of video. He can only play 30 seconds. I guess he's got ADD. I just question part of that. Might be the problem there, but we're going to watch all of these things and see how do they relate to you. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you are not going to hear anywhere else because we have a problem on the southern border. Nobody's going to tell you this. You got to listen to Ron Siegel Radio. I will tell you, Democrats want this to come through. Now, that you've heard all over, but why? Well, you listen to the discussions about the Electoral College. They don't need to worry about the Electoral College if they are able to flood Texas. All they have to do is flood Texas with illegal immigrants, turn Texas blue as California is, and you end up getting California, Texas, Florida, and New York. And all of a sudden, there'll never be another Republican president again. No one's talking about that issue, but you did hear it first on Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your current events, home finance. We've got a lot to chat about today. Tom Borsick is in the house. We're going to see if we can find a place for mom and dad to live. Tom is the expert there. Maybe resort living for mom and dad. I don't know. We'll see what Tom has to say. Maybe comfortable living and a comfortable golden years. We'll talk about that. Home value appreciation, they stopped falling. We're going to talk about the first time unemployment just came out, credit cards for beginners, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, first mortgage, Gold Star is the go-to company to get those mortgages. They've got every different program you could possibly want. They've got the no down payment VA loan, USDA loan, low down payment, home ready, FHA loans. You've got conventional loans, high balance loans, jumbo loans. How about stated income loans? Are those back? How about foreign national loans? And oh, yes, of course, our friend Jake Kaplan helps us out with the reverse mortgages. We've got every one of them for you, Gold Star Mortgage. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. But let's look at what's happening in the marketplace in that Mortgage Minute. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is down 43 points right now. NASDAQ down 15.56. S&P 500 down 1.95. Fannie Mae 30-year down 9 basis points. That is the mortgage-backed securities. That means interest rates are up just a little bit. We know that all of those things are the what is happening. Then we have to look and see what the why is it happening. Well, why is it happening? Is we talked to you about this yesterday a little bit. Whenever the Federal Reserve releases their minutes, we do see a negative impact on mortgage-backed securities. We didn't get it as quick as we thought yesterday, but we got a little bit of a hangover, so it came out today. We did see initial jobless claims this morning, measures individuals filing for that first unemployment benefit. How about this one? 196,000 claims last week, 8,000 better than last week's figure, which was revised from 202 to 204. But here's the issue. The last time we had a first-time jobless claims or initial jobless claims number this strong or this good being low, how about 1969, right? It's a long time since that happened. Jay, I know you remember that just like it was yesterday. But 1969 was the last time we had initial jobless claims this low. Producer Price Index, that's the Rodney Dangerfield of the reports out there. They get no respect on this one. So the Producer Price Index shows the inflation slightly higher, nothing really significant. So we talk about that all the time. And then we look and see, well, you know something? When I look at the charts, and only nerds like me do that, yes, we do look at the charts to see what exactly is happening and what can we learn from them. Mortgage-backed securities have been pretty flat since about the 1st of April. We haven't seen a whole lot of change since the 1st of April. And it kind of ties in with what I told you earlier when we look at the March 28th, 4.06 was the Freddie Mac interest rate. April 4th, 4.08. April 11th, 4.12. So it's all pretty flat. And we're staying right around that support level, but we're staying above support. So the longer we stay above that Fibonacci support level of 102.618, again, I'm a nerd, right? I'm telling you all these things. As long as we stay above that level of support, the stronger that support gets, which means interest rates, the likelihood is we may see them go down even further, because it's 103.109 is our next level of resistance. So there you go. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. In the house, I generally love to harass my friend Tom. I mean, I have his theme song. He is a UCLA Bruin, so
go,
we...
Go Bruins, baby!
Right, there we go.
This the Bruin song?
This is it.
This is the new... yeah, we're gonna ditch this song.
This is one of Tom's favorite songs. I know it's one of your favorite songs, Tom. I hate to see what you do when that song goes on.
I sing that in the shower, yeah.
Yes, I'm sure you do. But Tom Borsig, senior Samaritan. You're not a senior, though.
Almost. Oh. I can eat off the back of the Denny's menu in a year and a half. So
I think I'm allowed to eat off the back of the Denny's menu now, but I'm not sure I eat at Denny's, right?
I'm going to start.
Well, you know something, I do mention this on a regular basis, though. I am, you know, I'm old enough, I do get those AARP letters, and I throw them away, shred them, because I am, Jay, don't hit me on this one, Jay, but my friend Jay Kaplan is on the line right there, I see. AMAC, I go to AMAC, I'm a more of a fan of AMAC. They're less political than AARP. So I will say that AMAC, the voice of Americans 50 plus, not as political.
Yeah.
But you deal with all the 50 plusers.
I do, 55 and over, seniors, and then also the ones that really need the help with assistance and what to do, where to go, how to find it, how much does it cost, how do I pay for it, all that stuff.
You know, you and I chat about this as frequently as I can get you in. I know you're a real busy guy, so we talked about earlier, I haven't seen you this year yet.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you're busy with basketball and all those
baseball. Now it's baseball.
No, I mean
number one, baby.
So here's the question. I mean, I know you're a big basketball guy, though, right?
Of course.
Did you get in any of the matchstick brackets? I know you wouldn't bet in anything illegal, so.
No, of course not. But I did go to, I did go to Vegas for my 23rd straight year for the Madness, which is crazy.
Nice.
You got to do that if you haven't done that ever. Go the first weekend. There's 48 basketball games, right?
48 games?
16 on Thursday, 16 on Friday, and then 8 on Saturday and 8 on Sunday. 48 games.
Holy cow.
And you're just betting all over half times, front, second halves, over unders. It's just it's madness.
I guess that would be crazy to be there for that.
It's crazy every single year.
And you've done 23 years in a row.
23 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you get into any of the bracket things, and how do you
once
do in the bracket?
Once in a while. Oh, horrible. You know, I saw a stat the other day that no one has ever in history, ESPN does their bracketology thing,
right?
And actually join, and they've got millions and millions of participants. Never has anyone got the first two rounds accurate, 100%. So no one's ever been past the first two rounds. With the right teams.
Wow.
Because you have to pick 32 first round, and then you have to pick 16 more exactly right. So you have to do 48 exactly right. It's never happened. History.
Interesting.
Ever.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to be the first at those Vegas casinos.
Yeah, in fact, so much so, I think, who was it? I can't remember the name of it. It was somebody that offered $1 billion to the person who would make a perfect bracket. If you picked the bracket from day one and picked it perfectly, you'd get $1 billion.
A billion?
A billion. What would it be?
I think a Warren Buffett did a million, but I don't know if it was a billion.
It was somebody, I'll think of it.
Might have been Warren Buffett. I mean, he'd do something like that because he knows that no one's going to win it, so he likes to get the advertising.
You can't get
right?
past the first two rounds. I mean, then you got round three, four, and then five, and it's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Tell me what's going on in the world of senior housing. What do we know new?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's a lot of great new communities always popping up, and, people just don't know about what I'm learning. This is my eighth year now. It's crazy.
Wow.
Eighth year doing this, which I got thrown into it like you did, which is, parents all of a sudden need help, and all of a sudden I'm from my other career, my previous life, and all of a sudden I get the call that my dad needs full-time care at 83 years old. It's like, uh-oh. So, and you suddenly become a first grader again, knowing nothing of anything and going, what do I do? Full-time care for my dad? Tell me what to do. And they give you a pamphlet here and a pamphlet there, but there's no help. So what I've done is really designed this company to help families understand what is going on in the senior world, what's available to seniors who need care. It depends on what type of care they need. It depends on what their interests are. It depends on their budget. It depends on their location. So many things to think about with seniors. Is I'm sure many of your listeners are nodding their head going, yep, just went through that last year, or went through that, you know, now, or I see it coming in the next
right.
3 years.
It's either you either are a senior, love a senior, or want to become a senior.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to fit in there somewhere.
Yeah. So it's really just the challenge for families, I find, and what happened with me and most people I deal with, is they just don't know where to start, and they don't know what's available. They don't know what kinds of things to even think about. See, what I do is I help figure out the situation ahead of time before we even talk about places or options. Think about what their interests are as far as like what kinds of things would the senior would like, number one. But number two, or most importantly, I should say, is the care needs that the senior has, and where they think they're progressing to or declining to in some states in the next 6 months to a year, because that's very important. You don't want to be moving the senior around a lot. So these things you have to consider when you're thinking about senior care is not just what does he need today, or what does she need today? What do they need 6 months from now? What do they need a year from now? Hard to predict, but you can kind of get an idea. But you have, those are things you got to be, questions need to be asked and talked about and budgeted for.
So those are some of the issues that we see on a regular basis. I want to talk to you a little bit when we come back about totally healthy seniors and can they enjoy this kind of a lifestyle also?
Yeah.
We're going to chat about that when we come back with Tom Borsick. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about home value appreciation. Is it rising or falling? And credit cards for beginners. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's all you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The percentage of home price appreciation on a year-over-year basis has decreased each month for over a year. Question was, how far annual appreciation would fall? It seems we may have, easy for me to say, it seems we may now have the answer. In a recent post on the National Association of Realtors Economists Outlook Block, I haven't even been drinking yet today. It was revealed that realtors are starting to sense that home values are beginning to stabilize and that we may see appreciation beginning to accelerate again. Nice. Quote, about 3,000 realtors who responded to NAR's February 2019 Realtors Confidence Index Survey had more optimistic, although modest, home price growth expectations over the next 12 months. Respondents expect home prices to typically increase by 1.9% nationally, up from 1.4% in the January survey. Thinking that home appreciation has bottomed out was also confirmed in two additional housing reports recently released.
Whew. Maybe you should start drinking.
Yeah, maybe I should. I mean, holy cow. Heck, the bottom line, agents working in the business every day, one of the premier data companies in the real estate space, and 100 existing experts all agree home price appreciation has ended its decline and looks to be stabilizing, may even accelerate. Now, we never said that home prices have decreased. It's the rate of growth that has declined. It has not been that the prices themselves have declined at all. That's the real-time real estate segment, not very well articulated by the radio show host. So I think we're going to get out of that segment telling you that it's brought by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Let's get back to chatting with Tom Borsick. Maybe he can speak a little better than I can today. Actually, that's not a very high bar, Tom. Just throwing that out there.
Did you graduate from USC? I think you did, right?
And I wish. No. I didn't have – my parents didn't have the money to invest in the crew team or the volleyball team or any of those other teams.
All you got to do is take a picture.
That's all. And be good at Photoshop.
That's it.
Right? But let's – you know, before we went to break, Tom, I wanted to chat with you a little bit because I've watched some of the residences that you've dealt with, and I've looked at some housing, and I did look a little bit when my dad was first diagnosed with dementia. Mm. And some of these places are really nice places. Mm-hmm. And I look at them and I say, you know something, if I was of age, it might be that instead of having my own house, I wonder if it would be fun to just go into one of these communities. And I know there's a really nice looking one. I've never been inside out there in Corona Del Mar. Mm-hmm. Do people do that?
They do. It's interesting because people don't, they think of them as, if you think about your grandparents and great grandparents, they all said, don't ever put me in a home, quotes.
Right.
And the home back then was nursing home.
right?
Right.
That's it, nursing home. If you've been to a nursing home, it's a hospital.
Yeah.
No one wants to live there. Now.
Actually, it's a waiting room.
It's a waiting room, exactly.
It's all, and that's, I think that's why a lot of the seniors didn't have the negative connotation is because
right.
it was just a waiting room. You're waiting to die.
It's a waiting room. Now, like you said, beautiful resort, country club style places that are, in fact, one's being built out in Lisa Vieja right now. Beautiful, gorgeous. So yes, you can, maybe you're at home by yourself. Maybe all the kids are gone. You're in a 5-bedroom home now by yourself, or your spouse is no longer around, or you do have your spouse, but you're in this massive house and you don't have a family there anymore. Go to a community, be in a community. You don't have to be ailing or aged. You can just be 55 or over, be in a beautiful community with other seniors, and it's community. So they have activities and events and shuttle buses to events like Getty Museum or the beach or plays or all kinds of activities and things that they can do. Or you can be as have as much solitude as you like, be in your 2-bedroom suite or be in your own space, but yet have the community accessible to you. It's really an awesome thing for people. I deal with a lot of them that have lost a spouse and they're just isolating at home and they don't know any better. And then I have seniors that have finally trusted me to go into some of these communities, and I get a call back about a month or two later going, I should have done this 10 years ago. I should have done this 10 years ago. This is great. I've got friends. I've got a walking club that I'm in now. I'm, we're meeting for Bible study. We're doing things that that make me thrive, you know, and that's the key.
And I'm wondering, I'm sure there's some study out there because there is for everything, even if the effects of shrimp on a treadmill, right? So I'm sure there's a study out there telling us, you know, if you've got this kind of stimulation, do you live longer?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, there's all kinds of studies out about human interaction studies of how many conversations just are healthy to have a day and how many actual physical touches that you need every day from another human being, you know, interaction versus sitting at home, listening to the TV, taking naps, no interaction, maybe not even a conversation all day long, you know, unless the mailman shows up and you're trying to keep the mailman around because you just went, hey, how's it going? What's going on? And I get a lot of people that actually say that when they go to visit seniors, social workers will do this. They'll go to visit seniors and they can't get out of the house because they just like, oh, come in for coffee. And why don't you
stay for lunch and how about dinner?
let me tell you what I've been reading today, blah, blah, blah. They want that. They yearn for that interaction, even though they might say, oh, no, I want to be home. I want to stay by myself. But they don't really. Human beings want to be around human beings.
Sure.
That's a natural thing. And conversationally, we want to laugh and stimulate and cry and have emotions and all that stuff together.
You know, and I could understand why somebody would pass earlier if they're sitting home watching TV. That's pretty depressing.
It's depressing. I mean, think about everything on TV.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, what do you see good on TV? I mean, the good stories, they bury.
Right. I mean, just actually sitting and chatting and having coffee with somebody right next to you.
But do I have to? Is it mandated that you have to participate in a certain amount of activities, or
no.
Is it all flexible?
It's like going to a hotel. So the answer is the same thing. When you go to a hotel, can you stay in your hotel and hang out, or can you go down to the pool, or can you go to the activities room, or can you participate in the events, or can you go to the happy hour that they're having? It's your choice. You're in a hotel, you're in a resort, you're in your own country club. You choose. It's your life.
Could my grandkids stay overnight?
On some places will allow that to some degree. They can. So they'll have certain limitations on that. They have certain rules and regulations on that, RCFE licensing, et cetera, et cetera. But they can allow that sometimes. Yep.
Wow. You know, so that was kind of one of the things I wanted to chat with you about today a little bit, is just because the communities have such a bad connotation. You know, Jay and I talk about on the phone, on our broadcast, when Jay comes on talking about reverse mortgages, you know, they've got a bad connotation that something that happened in the 80s, people are still thinking that that's the way that it is today.
Yeah.
And I think some of these communities, from the conversations I've had within a couple of them that I've visited, I don't visit as many as you do, mm-hmm. right? But some of them are really nice.
Yeah. They're actually stunning. And the newer ones that are coming out, one, like I said, is being built right now. There's one in Huntington Beach. It's opening in 2 months. All the new improved renovations and things that they want to do to them are included in that. They're kind of doing it right. They're, you know, more resort style looking, more like
more inviting. It's more like you want to go there. It's like you're going away for a week vacation, then, you know, when you're bummed out after that week, you got to go home.
Right.
You go, wait a minute, this is my home. And it's now your resort. Your room's being cleaned just like at a hotel. Isn't it great when you go down to the pool?
Wow.
And you come back from the pool and your room's cleaned?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I like that idea.
Yeah, so you come home, your room's clean. Oh, my gosh. Or you've got meals that, by the way, like on a cruise ship, do you see any prices on? I love when I went on a cruise and I can go, hey, you know what? I want one of those. Oh, and I want one of those too. And you know what? I want two of those and two of those. There's no, just you can have as many as you want. There's no prices, right? So it's the same thing at a assisted living or an independent living community. It's all included. Food, everything's all included. So you can have whatever you want, whenever you want. It's great.
It sounds wonderful. Now here's, I'm going to throw this one at you. I have no clue because I have never even asked this question of anybody before.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a residency, say in Corona Del Mar, are there reciprocal arrangements at some of these facilities where maybe I want to go to Hawaii for vacation? Do they have a facility maybe in Hawaii that's reciprocal that I could stay at for a week?
Yes, they do actually. It's called respite stay, so you can do temporary stay. I mean, obviously everything's got a fee to it, right? But they have respite stay, so you could stay at a participating resort or a sister community. Absolutely, and that they do that a lot, actually.
I assumed that I was not unique in coming up with something that had not been. That'd be cool, right? I mean, so you can actually go and you know still have some of the same pleasures. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you've got a real nice resort lifestyle in Corona Del Mar or Aliso Viejo or wherever they're building these, you don't want to go stay at the Motel 6 in Hawaii,
right?
Or even the Motel 8, right? I mean, I know they're going to leave a light on, but
yeah.
It's a whole different, you know, you, why do you want to go, you know, step backwards?
Yeah, exactly right. You can actually set up, you know, your own respite stay or temporary stay as if you're going on vacation, I guess, in Hawaii, and then and stay at their sister communities, not a problem. It, obviously, there's some fees and stuff involved, but it's easily arranged. People do it a lot.
Great stuff. We're going to continue our conversation. Tom Borsak, Senior Samaritan, is in the house. We're chatting with him about senior communities. We love the idea of seeing how we can help our seniors. And obviously, we are at tax time right now, so we want to make sure our seniors don't get snagged in some of the scams that go on. So we are available. If you have a question, you think that you've gotten involved in one of these things or somebody's trying to hit you up on them. I was chatting with our CPA the other day, and they're still out there looking after, going out after the seniors. So be careful there. We're going to continue that conversation. Tom Borsak, we will chat with him. We're going to also talk. We've got five credit cards for beginners. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Blue Water Credit, they are the go-to company that we recommend all the time to help people get their credit scores corrected. And I know yours is wrong. They all are. I've seen scores as high as 834, 850 is perfect. And that report even had about a half a dozen errors that I was able to identify. So here's the issue. Why do you want to do that, though? Because you're going to get a better rate on everything you apply for credit-wise when you have a better FICO score. For example, an interest rate that's 1% lower can save you $70,000 on an average mortgage loan over 30 years. That's average. Think about Southern California. It would be higher, a higher amount of savings if you're in Southern California. If you're new to credit, don't have much of a credit history, that can start with the right credit card, and there are cards for beginners in this exact situation. Part of that, I would say, is have a very low limit if you are a beginner with credit. Why? Because when we get credit cards, the natural inclination is, as well, if the card goes through, it's okay, right? And if you've got a high balance, you can be in trouble real quick. So get a very low limit credit card, use it a little bit, pay it off on a regular basis. And again, I've told you the right way to pay off credit cards. 99% of the people I come across pay them wrong, right? I hear it all the time. Well, I get the statement, Ron, and I pay the bill. Okay, that's good. You now have not helped your credit scores at all, right? Pay the bill before you get the statement. Go online, figure out how much your statement, your balance is going to be. Send the money in. You can go right through the bank, your banking app, and send the money so it gets there before the statement closing date. That's going to maximize your credit score. That's the way to do it. What are a few of the cards to look at that are best for beginners, just that we've done some crack research on? The Pedal Visa credit card, new approach to approving people for credit, makes this card accessible to people with no credit history but good financial habits. The Credit One Bank Platinum Visa with cashback rewards, get 1% cash back. That doesn't mean spend more, so you get the cash back. Save on interest with the Capital One Quicksilver One Cash Rewards card. Offers a 0% APR for the first 15 months. Capital One has a secured MasterCard with no yearly fee, and especially for consumers who got in a little trouble and have poor credit. Journey Student Rewards from Capital One is designed especially for students, and the cashback rate goes up to 1.25% if you make your monthly payments on time. Those are just a few of them. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. Check them out. If you want to, if you're thinking about this and you're thinking about buying a house, let us know in advance. And what we'll do is we'll make sure we introduce you to the right folks at Blue Water Credit. And you might even get a little bit of a rebate when you do a new mortgage loan with the Siegel Lending Team. Again, that's the Your Credit Matters segment. Continuing our conversation, Tom Borsick is in the house. We are chatting about seniors. Now, Tom, I do a lot of conversations. We've come out with our own app, a budgeting app. It's called Ron Siegel Radio's budgeting app, the legacy tool, right? You just go text RSR budget to 79564. It's a great app, totally free. Just put in your credentials for your accounts. It's read-only, and it keeps track of them on a daily basis for you. But how many people, what is the, you know, a facility that I choose to go into, I don't have bad health problems. You know, I live in an upper middle class area. I don't have a multi-million dollar mansion. What should I be figuring as a rough cost in 2019 dollars on a monthly basis?
Well, you got to think of that when you do consider an assisted living, independent living community, that all your expenses that you did have are mostly gone, because the community absorbs them all. With your rate is usually inclusive of not only your rent, but your food, your utilities, laundry service, all that stuff is included in that price. So when you think of a price and you get pricing, you got to remember all that stuff at your house, unless you're keeping your house for rental purposes. But let's say if you no longer have your house, you're eliminating taxes, insurance, mortgage, blah, 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 all the expenses for the house. Those are gone. And now your one rate, whatever that might be, is inclusive of all that, except for things that you might need, clothes, other entertainment that you might want, et cetera. But all your living expenses are covered, which is good. But
it makes it a lot easier on the budget.
Totally easier on the budget, and you can definitely plan for it a little bit easier. But in answer to your question, loaded question, because it depends on what community, what kind of community. Do you have a studio, a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom? Where is it located in the building? So it's anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000.
Okay.
So it's a huge range, I know, but it can really be anywhere in there.
Well, and that's kind of like housing, right? Yeah. I mean, you can have a $400,000 condo not in Orange County.
Right.
Or you can have a $4 million house that could be in Orange County.
Right. Is it a single-family residence? Is it a townhome? Is it a one-story?
All of the above, right? Yeah. So you've got all those options. But let's just go – okay, so if I can save $5,000, I can find something.
Yes, for
okay.
sure.
$5,000, and we're living
five to what? Seven is a good sweet spot. Five to seven, good spot. One bedroom, full kitchen, maybe washer dryer.
So let's just do a little bit of quick math. I use five because it's semi easy for me to do the math.
Yeah, half a ten.
Right, half a ten. Right. Okay, so we're looking at $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year.
Right.
If I live into retirement for 10 years, I'm looking needing $600,000.
Right.
If I live 20 years, I need $1.2 million.
Right. Now, of course, since you're investing with Ron Siegel and stuff and his knowledge, that $600,000 you have you're waiting to spend over 10 years is growing at some rate.
Right, right.
So you're spending less than $5,000 a month, really,
right.
overall, right?
Absolutely. But here's the thing that we should talk about, Tom, is how many people are budgeting or planning for this?
That's the biggest factor. Here's the thing, and I know, you know, your listeners are savvy and forward thinkers and investors and people like that are planning. Even the most savvy planner forgets this. It's amazing. But you're planning for your life. You're planning for your kids, your grandkids. You're planning for your own retirement. You're planning to sustain your retirement, right? But what you're not what people are mostly not planning for, I always ask this question. It's a play on words. So I joke about it. I say, what are you doing after retirement? And they'll say, oh, well, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to travel. I'm going to visit, like, blah, blah, blah. I say, no. Let me say it again. What are you doing after retirement? Not retirement.
I'm pushing up the grass.
Yeah, not after retirement as a point in time that you retire. I'm saying after retirement as a period of time. So they scratch their head and go, well, wait a minute. After retirement, that's it, right? I mean, I'm hopefully going to heaven and that
right.
retirement.
Call it a day.
Well, sometimes, as you and I both know from having parents, there's a period of time between retirement and going to heaven.
Right.
What is that? What does it cost? And how come you're not budgeting for it? How do you budget for it? Because you don't know what it is, but how do you budget for it? But
sure.
You got to budget for it. You got to have a plan in there so that it doesn't hurt your retirement. Because I get a lot of people who have retirement plans, and then maybe a stroke happens, or they have fall and hurt a hip, or something occurs physically in their 70s and 80s, and now that retirement plan that they had is now exponentially more expensive because
sure.
of the needs that they have. And all of a sudden, their plan for the Winnebago to travel around the country changed. They can't get the wheelchair into the Winnebago. So now what? And so they're stuck, and their whole retirement plans are gone. So you got to have that buffer of money somewhere at the end. And if you don't ever use it, great. It goes to your legacy.
Right.
But if you do have it, then you can make those, you can use that as some money to help in that retirement if things change, and they will. I mean, you
yeah,
have parents, I have parents.
Yeah. There's nothing that's a given, right?
Right?
I mean, the only thing that we know is that to anticipate the unknown.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Right.
It's going to happen. We just don't know what and when and all that kind of good stuff. But
yeah.
we know that we're going to have that, right? I mean, that's just the way the facts of life.
Yeah, just want to have that extra in case something happens along the way in your retirement plans that, oh, honey, we got an extra $3,000 expense because of X. Okay, but we can do that because we have that buffer we planned for at the end of our lives. We can use it now. So in your planning for your planning audience, add another piece to your planning, not just retirement and then go to heaven, because there's a period in between maybe.
And that's the idea of keeping the home, right? I mean,
yeah.
No one's saying that. And I think a lot of people are happier
yeah.
if they can keep that home,
yeah.
rent it out.
That's it.
And live in the community where you want to. You've got the security and sense of knowing that, hey, I've got my house still if I ever want to.
Yep.
And great information, Tom.
Yeah. No, that's always good. People appreciate that part because they go, I never thought of that. Oh, how come I didn't think of that? And these are bright, intelligent, forward thinkers that they just don't think of it. But if you have parents, you've been through it.
Yeah, you better start thinking about it. Well, and the one thing that we have to think about, unfortunately, every day at this time is I ask the same question to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.